In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God. This opening line of our gospel reading for today got me thinking about the beauty and the grandeur of the ancient temple in Jerusalem. It was a true marvel and wonder of its day, one of the most beautiful buildings a person could imagine, adorned and decorated by the skill and love of hundreds of years. A huge stone edifice built to and for the glory of God. It would have been an impressive thing to behold. A series of massive walls with numerous gates that led to courts that could hold hundreds of people. The finest craftsmanship used for every decoration, every detail. All of this surrounding the Holy of Holies. This, to the Jewish people, was the single most sacred spot in the entire world. And they tried to show that in the magnificence of the building. When I was reading this scripture earlier in the week, I closed my eyes and tried to imagine the grandeur of the temple. I thought about all those illustrations I had seen in books, of all the renderings of it I had seen in documentaries. I used my imagination to try as best as I could to place myself in the shoes of a Jewish person living in the time of Jesus, to imagine what it would be like to look upon one of the world's greatest achievements of human engineering and art. This then got me thinking of some of the most beautiful and holiest places I have been fortunate enough to visit. Right off the bat, I began remembering the Sistine Chapel. I went right back to that day many years ago when I walked into that sacred space and looked up. Looked up and saw one of the greatest human achievements dedicated to the glory of God. I can remember how my neck got stiff and strained from looking up for so long, but I did not care. I was not going to waste a second taking in as much of it as I could. I thought about some of the places here in our country, of the National Cathedral in Washington. If you've never been, you are missing out on one of the most beautiful worship spaces in the world, and it happens to be practically in our backyard. Just ask any one of our acolytes who has been there what it's like to be in that space, to walk among those massive stone pillars, to be surrounded on all sides by exquisite stained glass. One window, which even has a piece of moon rock in it. Think about that. Human beings brought back a piece from another celestial body so that it could be put into a window praising God. Ask them what it's like to hear that massive organ play, to feel its vibrations through the floor and through the air. I began to think about this church, our shared home. It may not be a feat of engineering or a towering accomplishment of some master artist, but over these last 3 years that I have served you, it has become uniquely beautiful to me. The slope and curves of the roof and its wooden beams, the rich and rough texture of the bricks, the subtle details of each stained glass window, the light that pours down from the tower windows, the cross which soars over us and all that we do here together. The carpet, well, the carpet has served us well for many, many years. What are some of the places you have been in that have moved you with awe and wonder? If you close your eyes, what images, what memories come rushing in? I was thinking about all of these places and others while I read our gospel. This happened to be on Tuesday. When I finally came out of all this imagining and remembering, I looked out the window and saw that it was snowing. There's nothing too remarkable about the fact that it was snowing other than the fact of when it happened. Not during the winter, but during the fall. Not when the trees are stripped bare of their leaves and look lifeless, but when their fall foliage was in full display. This sight brought me right out of all my reflecting on beautiful places built by human hands. I was suddenly taken over by the beauty happening right in front of me. All of these heavy white snowflakes falling before fading green leaves, falling before leaves of deep reds, swirling in front of leaves of vibrant oranges, dancing around leaves of brilliant yellows. Suddenly, all of these great and impressive buildings were lost to me. They were all replaced by this marvelous natural beauty right outside my window. I realized I had to surrender myself to this beauty. I had to surrender myself to the fact that no human-made work would ever compare to the work of God, our Creator, and the work of His that we find in nature. Our gospel talks about endurance, and I believe that the endurance it speaks of, the endurance of faith, the endurance of discipleship, comes from surrendering ourselves to God. Jesus told his followers that they would face trials and tribulations, but not to worry. All they had to do was give themselves over to the Holy Spirit, to surrender to God, and they would be given all that they needed to endure. The people who built the temple, they surrendered to God, surrendered to the fact that God called for a place to reside in, so that God could be among them on earth. They gave their lives to building a site that could somehow try and begin to honor the God of all creation. Michelangelo surrendered himself to God, and by embracing God as the only true and great artist of the world, was able to create his own masterpiece. The founders of this parish surrendered themselves to God. They heard and answered God's call for a church to be built here in this place to serve the people of this community. By their hard work and sacrifice, they built this beautiful building we now gather in. We too can surrender to God and not only raise up buildings in God's honor, but build lives of faith and discipleship that radiate with the light of Jesus Christ. We can be gifted the endurance of the Spirit to serve and praise God wherever we are called to go. Some were speaking about the wonder of creation, how God had adorned it with such unsurpassing beauty. And when they had surrendered themselves to this beauty, the abundance of God's love, grace, and endurance flowed out of them. They became like snow in the fall, dancing around a canvas of vivid colors, showing forth the glory of their Creator. Amen.